and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, so good to be back with you in the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 4, where our Lord Jesus has been led away by the Holy Spirit of God. He's been baptized by John. He's gone away into the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights to be tempted of Satan. He's returned to his hometown of Nazareth and is now dealing with the folks there. He's read out of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 61, as you and I would know it, telling about the sixfold purpose of the ministry that he's been called into in the day, in this day. And there's other things that are said there, but he says, this is what I've been called to right now. He says, he closes the book in Luke chapter 4, verse 21. He says, today, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He says, you'll say to me, this proverb, physician, heal thyself. He tells that no prophet is accepted in his own country in verse number 24. And then he tells about the unlikeliness of who the Lord sends who unto. He says, in the days of Elijah, there was no rain for 3 years and 6 months, great famine, and Elijah was sent into Sarepta. He was sent into a woman that was a Gentile. Okay, if we understand that correctly. And then there were lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha, and Naaman was the only one that was healed, he being a Syrian. And so the rejection of the word of the Lord by the Jews, the blessing of the word of the Lord going to the Gentiles because of their rejection of Christ. They reject him. They reject his ministry. They reject everything about him from the standpoint of the leadership. There's many of the people that love him, but here he is in his own home. They have in their hearts and their minds, isn't this Joseph's son, the carpenter? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they just cannot reckon it and reason it in their mind. We left off last time in verse number 32 of chapter 4 of Luke. It says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, his teaching, for his word was with power. It was the truth. It was with power. It was with authority. Our Lord is going to say many times, you think this, but I say unto you, here's the way that it is. It goes on to say in verse 33 of Luke 4, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And so here the demons, those fallen angels with Satan, one of them that was had possessed this man, speaks out testifying the truth of who Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is. He knows him. He knows him very well. He's seen him before. He's seen him from the beginning of his own creation and his own fall. He says, art thou come to destroy us? He knows that the Lord Jesus can. And he says, I know who thou art, the Holy One of God, the one. The one, the anointed, the Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace. It's like you and I would say, hush, hush, hold thy peace and come out of him. Now, understand, the Lord has said, quit talking and come out of that man. Now, do you think that there was a wrestling here, a tussle, a struggle between this demon in this man and the Lord Jesus Christ? The scripture says, and when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Why? He could not. He could not hurt him. He had no choice but to come out of him. And our Lord's power is revealed here in Nazareth. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And so here the power of the Lord is manifested to these folks. manifested in his own, he's not in Nazareth. I spoke by mistake. In verse number 31, it tells us he's in Capernaum. In Nazareth, they took our Lord to the brow of the hill and looked to kill him, but he escaped out of there, passing through in the midst of them. He went his way. And so forgive me for that. So he's come from Nazareth to Capernaum, and then his power is shown and revealed here in this city. They said they were amazed, verse 36, and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he doesn't by request cast out demons. But with authority and power, he says, be still and come out of the man. And you know what he did? He commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. They obey him. Verse 37, and the fame of him went out into every place, into the country round about. And so of course, there would be an increase of the fame of the Lord. The word would get around. This was something unprecedented. Folks haven't seen this kind of power, this kind of message, this kind of preaching of the word of God by such a man as this, a man that would seem to be of no consequence in his appearance. But oh, when he would open his mouth to speak, they were great words of salvation, great words of comfort, great words of rebuke against sin and the truth being manifested. Folks are saved and folks are cut to the heart by the very word of God. Verse number 38, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, that is Peter, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And so, hey, Peter's mother, she's not doing well. Mother-in-law is not doing well over here. Can you do anything for her? Can you help her? And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Can you imagine that? You and I standing over our child being very ill with fever, and we would say, fever, quit that. Quit working on my child that way. Fever, go away. Well, it would be laughable if you and I would say such a thing, because we don't have that kind of power. But our Lord Jesus Christ indeed does. And you know what? This lady just wasn't relieved of her fever and then in a few days rest and be able to be back to normal. But you know what? She got up then and ministered unto them, because the healing of our Lord is, his miraculous healing is immediate. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had sick with, that had any sick with divers or different diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. There was no picking and choosing, okay? Understand about so-called, quote-unquote, faith healers in our day. There's always the qualifying group. There's always those that are qualifying who will be healed and who will not be healed. And sad to say, as I understand, what they do is they lay off their inability to heal any man, any woman, any child, on a lack of faith on the part of the one being healed. Understand, these people, they didn't necessarily have faith to be healed, but our Lord healed them. And there are occasions where that is the case. There is a faith that's required for those to be healed. But understand here, if they had any, they brought them with no qualification. And what's it said? What did it say? He healed every one of them, laid hands on every one of them and healed them. Verse 41, and devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And so they know who he is. They've seen this one before. They know the spirit, the power of the Lord, the God Almighty. They know he is in the midst, the demons do. And when they are brought before his presence and these that are possessed by such, they cry out, thou art the Christ, thou art the Redeemer. Listen to the testimony that the demons have. You are the Christ, you are the Redeemer. The Lord has just gotten started in his ministry, so that men might know that he is the Christ. The demons already know he is the Christ. and they proclaim such. Not only is he the Christ, but he is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, the only Son born to God Almighty, in the flesh, by the bloodline of God Almighty, if you will, the Lord Jesus Christ. They came, the devils came out of many crying out and saying, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of God." And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer. They knew he was the Savior. And he says, "I don't need your witness. Hush. Go say it anymore." Understand what these demons are doing. These demons, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, in this time of his ministry, in the day that he became flesh and dwelt amongst men, they coming close to the Lord Jesus Christ in this way, by being possessing these people that are brought to the Lord for healing, they can do nothing but magnify and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. That is their place. Look at the terrible and sorry state of mankind. We naturally will not yield. We naturally will not glorify our Lord. But the demons know more than we do. The demons glorify the Lord immediately. He has to tell them, by his choosing and what he desires, the witness that he desires, he says, "Hush!" And you know what? They have to hush. The glorification of his name. I'm just baffled, how that is with our Lord and the way that he does in this. He, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Verse 42, "And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them." And of course, being around the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to leave? Who wants to leave? Well, those who are saved and those that are blessed of the Lord, they don't want to leave. "And he said unto them," verse 43, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent." And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. So the Lord said, I can't stay. I've got more ministry to do. I've got other appointments to keep. I've got other places to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. I must go. And of course, we know Capernaum becomes his headquarters city, and he will again return to Capernaum. How about you? The word of the Lord having come to you by the power of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the word of God. Do you hear the Lord speaking unto you that you're a sinner? Do you hear the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, speaking to you and telling you that you have no hope, that you have no hope without him? And to repent of your sins and believe and trust in him and his gospel. We pray and desire that for each and every one. Well, see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.